And more importantly, we pray for their spiritual lives, O Lord. So also be rebuilt, O God, and to be strong, O Lord, to be able to withstand any storms, O Lord, no matter what may come their way. And we pray all this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Let's go into time of scripture reading. And today's scripture is taken from a verse where it comforts me a lot as a parent. Whenever I see this, and it gives me assurance as a parent. Let us go from Mark 10, 13 to 16. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. And this is the word of God. Please be seated, and let's put our hands together to invite Pastor Xiaowen and Sister Andrea for the word today. Hallelujah.
Let us pray.
亲爱的主,
Dear Lord,
我们恭敬地将今天的正道交托在你的手中,
we commit today's message in your hands.
求你我们, 保守我们讲的和听的,
protect us and enable us to understand your word.
能够真实地知道你的国度, 神的国度,
that we may truly understand God's kingdom.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的题目是谦逊像小孩。
Today's topic is childlike humility.
马可福音十章记载了一幅非常温暖却具有张力的画面。
So Mark chapter 10 records a scene that's deeply tender and tense.
有人把小孩子带到主耶稣面前。
People were bringing children to Jesus.
希望主耶稣能够为他们祝福。
And they wanted him to place his hands on them and bless them.
门徒却责备这些带小孩的人,
but the disciples rebuked those who brought the children to Jesus.
甚至想要拦阻他们,
and he wanted to hinder them.
主耶稣就很生气,
and Jesus became very indignant.
主耶稣不但没有拦阻,
he instead of stopping the little children,
他允许小孩子来到他的面前,
he allowed the little kids to come before him,
并且为他们按手祷告,
and put his hands on them and prayed for them.
很多人读到这段经文的时候,
When many people read this verse,
很容易把它理解成一个很温馨的故事。
They see it as a heartwarming story.
尤其儿童主日学，我们经常讲，孩小，主耶稣爱小孩。
You know, in Sunday school, we say that Jesus loves the little children.
但如果我们仔细读这段经文的话，
but when we read this passage carefully,
就会知道它的重点不是在孩子，
the focus is not really on the children,
而是关于神的国度。
It is actually about the kingdom of God.
主耶稣不是赞美小孩子非常的可爱，
Jesus isn't praising the cuteness of the children,
他是在纠正门徒的国度观。
He's correcting the disciples' understanding of God's kingdom.
那孩子呢, 在这个故事当中像一面镜子一样,
so the children play the role of like a mirror.
照出门徒心里面, 门徒的一些的问题,
they reflect the problems in the hearts of the disciples.
也帮助我们能够反思什么是神的国。
It helps us to reflect on what truly is God's kingdom.
主耶稣借着孩子告诉门徒一个非常重要的属灵原则。
So through the children, the disciples were learning an important spiritual lesson.
人是怎么进神的国的。
How do anyone enter the kingdom of God?
我们来看第一个部分， 人总是带着资格来到神的面前。
So part one is about how people want to come to God being qualified.
马可福音十章十三节。
So Mark 10:13 says, people will bring little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them.
这是一句很短的话,
it's a very short sentence,
但是已经把张力摆在了我们的面前。
But it sets up for us a very tense scene.
有人把孩子带到主耶稣，想要靠近主。
Some people bring children near to Jesus,
门徒却站出来拦阻。
But the disciples step forward to stop them.
为什么?
Why?
是门徒没有爱心吗?
Is it because they lack love?
门徒不喜欢小孩子吗?
Because they don't like children.
不是。
No.
他们有个很深的问题。
Their problem runs deeper.
他们心里有一套秩序。
In their minds, there is this hierarchy of importance.
主耶稣是重要的拉比。
Jesus was an important rabbi.
重要的人物。
He's a very important man.
他应该把时间留给重要的事、重要的人。
His time should be reserved for important things and important people.
小孩子太小了。
Children are too small.
不是很重要。
They are insignificant.
没有什么分量。
They are very unimportant.
他们不配占用主耶稣的时间。
They don't deserve his time at all.
门徒所表现出来的是什么？
So what are the disciples displaying?
它不只是一种行为上的拦阻。
It's not just the action of stopping the children.
而是一种价值观上的判断。
But they are revealing their value judgment.
他们已经替主耶稣做了一个决定。
They already decided for Jesus.
谁比较值得来到神的面前？
Who was more worthy to come before him?
谁不值得？
And who wasn't?
谁比较配得接受属灵的祝福？
Who deserved the spiritual blessing more?
谁给我站远一点？
And who should remain at a distance?
若我们诚实，
If we are honest,
我们就会承认一点，
we must admit,
门徒的行为并不陌生，有时候我们也很像门徒。
That actually sometimes we are like the disciples.
世界一向按照秩序来排论资排辈。
Our world relies a lot on qualifications and hierarchy.
谁有能力，谁就更有分量。
Who has greater ability, their words carry more weight.
谁更有成就，谁就值得被看见。
Who achieve more deserves to be recognized more.
谁有更贡献，谁就有被尊重，有影响力。
Who contributes more are more considered worthy of respect.
人就是活在这样子一个秩序当中。
And we live in such a system.
所以很自然的，我们也会把这个秩序带入到我们的信仰当中。
So naturally, we bring some of these values into our faith.
所以我们口里可以说恩典。
So in our lips we profess grace.
我们也相信恩典。
And in our hearts we do believe.
但我们的心里却常常活在资格感中。
But in our hearts we often live with this sense of being qualified.
我们会觉得
we think
叫属灵的人好像更亲近神。
You know, a more spiritual-looking person should be closer to God.
所以说教会里面牧者是最亲近神的。
So the people like the pastors must be the closest.
更稳定的人好像。更好像更属灵一些。
People who appear to be more stable appear more spiritual.
啊，服侍多的人好像更蒙神的悦纳。
And those people who serve more seems to be more accepted by God.
所以啊，那个经常祷告很属灵、读经很长的人，好像更看起来有资格来到神的面前。
So people who pray longer, you know, read more scripture, they seem more qualified to come before God.
而且在我们日常生活当中
，in our daily lives,
啊，有的人如果乔迁新居。
For example, when we move into a new house,
他们或者生病就想要打电话给牧师。
Or when we fall sick, then we like, oh, we want to call the pastor.
感觉牧者好像祷告更有权威，好像更有威慑力。
As if the pastor's prayers seem to carry more authority.
啊，一些不干净的东西或者疾病一听就跑掉了。
Like you know, once they pray, then the evil things and the sickness will leave us.
啊，所以呢，我们这就是我们的生活，我们已经论资排辈了。
So in our lives, we cannot live this kind of belief out.
而且一些的弟兄姐妹啊，已经信主很多年了。
And for many of us who believe have been following the Lord for many years.
但是我们骨子里面仍然把神当作一位表现分配来接纳我们的神。
But deep down, we still see God as someone who accepts us based on our performance.
我们也许不会直白的说出来，但我们心里常常的这样的想。
We may not say it.But our hearts think it.
如果我今天灵修做的不好，所以祷告就感觉很虚。
Yeah, when I don't do my devotion properly, I feel quite easy, uneasy when I pray.
如果最近状态不佳，我就不太敢亲近主。
If I'm not feeling spiritual, then I hesitate to draw near to the Lord.
感觉好像神拿一个棍子要敲你，最近都没有读经祷告这样子。
As if God is holding like a stick.You know, waiting to whack us if we don't do our devotions properly.
我们如果跌倒了
，and when we fall into sin,
我们第一反应不是赶快回到神的面前
，our first reaction is not to run back to God.
而是想办法把自己整理的更像样一点。
You know, we try to tidy ourselves up.
然后再回去
，then we come to God.
好像一个人若不先把自己修的体面一点，就不敢贸然的亲近主。
As if we are not presentable, then we can't bring ourselves to come before God.
我们也不是不想靠近主，有时候是不敢靠近主。
Sometimes we lack the desire to come before Him, but other times we lack the courage to come before Him.
说得更深一点。
To put it even more pointedly,
我们里面有一个隐秘而顽固的思想。
We often have a hidden and stubborn thought.
我要先让自己变得更好一点，才有资格来到神的面前。
I must be a better person first before I'm qualified to come before God.
我曾经听一位姐妹分享她的见证。
A sister once shared this testimony.
她说自己信主很多年。
She believed in Christ for many years.
就大脑当中知道神爱我。
And intellectually she knows God loves me.
但情感上总觉得大概神喜欢那个比较好的我。
But emotionally she always felt that I think God probably loves a better version of me.
当她聚会稳定。
So when she attends church regularly,
啊，服事认真，
she serves very faithfully,
啊，表现都很好的时候，她觉得自己的祷告非常的，很属灵。
And when she felt very stable, then she felt like her prayers were very spiritual.
可是生活一旦混乱，
but when life became messy,
属灵低落，
and when she felt spiritually low,
甚至犯罪或软弱的时候呢，
or when she fell into sin,
整个心就会退缩。
Her heart immediately withdrew.
她说我不是不信神，我只是那时候不太敢见神。
She said to me, "It's not that I don't believe in God, but I just don't dare to face Him in
those times." 这句话听起来很平静，但很真实。
These words are simple yet so real.
而且不是一个人的问题，是很多基督徒共同的一个属灵的状态。
And her story is not an individual's struggle, but the spiritual state of many believers.
我们口头上相信因信称义。
Verbally we speak about.We are justified by our faith.
实际上，我们常常活在表现称义的幻觉里。
But in practice, we often live as if we are justified by our performance.
我们好像已经得救。
We may be already saved.
但我们仍然习惯试图用自己的状态来换取一个有底气站在神的面前。
But we still try to use our spiritual condition to feel confident before God.
神，你看我最近表现不错。
Lord, you see, you know, I'm not bad.
所以这段经文最值得思考的地方在于
the most striking part about this passage is
门徒并不是远离神的人呢、啊。
The disciples were the closest to Jesus.
他们跟主耶稣一起侍奉，一起吃饭，一起到各地去布道。
They were the ones who lived their daily lives with him.
但是他们是误解神国的一群人。
But yet they were the ones who misunderstood God's kingdom.
他们仍然用世界的方式去理解神的国度。
They were understanding God's kingdom through the lenses of the world.
门徒以自己的秩序
They used their own concept of hierarchy
来扭曲神国进入神国的那个门
To twist the understanding of what it really required, what was the real requirement for entering the kingdom of God.
我们来看第二点，主耶稣欢迎像孩子这样的人。
At the second point, Jesus welcomes those who are like children.
马可福音十章十四节
Mark 10:14 says, When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them,Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
耶稣看见就生气了。
Jesus saw this and was very upset.
这是一个极重的一个反应。
It's a very strong reaction.
主耶稣不是说，哎呀，算了算了，让过来过来。
Jesus wasn't given a gentle reminder.
为什么？
Why?
因为门徒拦阻的不只是几个小孩子
Because it's not really the act of stopping a couple of children
而是他们正在用论资排辈来定义神的国度
But they were using their own concepts about status and rank to define God's kingdom
也就是说神国偏向那些有分量的人
In effect, they were saying through their action that the kingdom belongs to the important people
神比较适合与重要的人往来
God prefers to deal with all the significant people.
靠近耶稣要看你的资格。
Coming near to Jesus requires to be qualified.
但主耶稣立马就反转了这一切。
But Jesus immediately twists this.
主耶稣不只是说让小孩子来。
He not only says let the little children come to me.
他更说神的国是属于这样的人。
He even said that the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
把焦点从孩子转向神国。
He turned the focus from the children to the kingdom of God.
也就是把整件事从接纳孩子提升到重新定义神国进入神国的方式。
So he lifts the significance of the moment from an act of welcoming children to defining how people actually entered God's kingdom.
孩子在这里不是因为天真可爱而被耶稣接纳。
So Jesus don't accept children just because they're innocent or adorable.
而是因为他们代表的是一种状态。
He accepts them because they represent a certain condition.
孩子代表什么？
What do they represent?
没有地位。
They have no status.
没有什么成就。
They have not much achievements.
他也没有什么资格。
They have no credentials.
他们有能力证明自己配得。
They don't even have the ability to prove that they are worthy.
他就是存在。
He just exists.
所以孩子不是带着资本来到耶稣的面前。
So children do not come to Jesus with spiritual capital.
孩子就是孩子。
They're just children.
他们只能被带来。
They can only be brought.
只能领受。
They can only receive,
只能被拥抱
and they can only be embraced.
所以我们今天常常把像小孩浪漫化讲成单纯啊天真啊可爱啊这样子
So we often romanticize the phrase to be like children. We interpret it as being innocent, pure,
cute, love,
cute,
yeah, cute. 这些解释也许有一点联系
There might be some connection there.
但绝对不是这段经文的核心的意思。
But it's not the central message of this passage.
因为现实当中小孩子不总是可爱吗？
Because in reality, children are not always gentle or sweet.
所以主耶稣在这里不是夸孩子的一种性格。
So he's not praising a certain childlike personality.
他指的一种属灵的位置。
Jesus is pointing to a spiritual posture.
所以孩子最根本的特征是他需要依赖。
The most fundamental trait of a child is that he or she is dependent.
如果小孩子父母不养育，他会没有办法存活。
Without their parents' assistance, they cannot survive.
他们是空手的，没有什么可以给。
They come with empty, open hands.
他没有什么可以拿来交换。
They have nothing to offer in exchange.
所以主耶稣用孩子来显明什么？
So through this example, what is Jesus revealing to us?
人来到神的面前，根本不是靠可夸的条件。
When we come before God, we don't come because of our commendable qualifications.
而是靠被接纳的恩典。
We come because of the grace that receives us.
唯独恩典。
Only grace.
这就是触碰到了福音最核心的一个真理。
And this brings us to the heart of the gospel.
神的国不是靠奖赏制度。
The kingdom of God is not like a reward system.
乃是依靠恩典。
It's founded on grace.
神的国不是给那些把自己经营的最像话的一些最很像样的一些人。
God's kingdom is not for those who manage to live their lives most impressively.
神的国是给予那些愿意像孩子一样单纯领受的人。
God's kingdom belongs to those who are just willing to come like a child.
所以换一句话说
，In other words,
进入神的国
，Those who come into God's kingdom
不是最优秀的人
，are not the most excellent.
不是最稳妥的人
，they're not the most secure.
不是最成熟、最属灵的人
，they're not even the most mature.
而是最知道自己空手而来的人。
But they are the ones who know most clearly that their hands are empty before the Lord.
我们来看第三点，神国不是赚取，只能领受。
The third point is that the kingdom cannot be earned, only received.
马可福音十章十五至十六节
，Mark 10:15-16. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter. Sorry, there's a typo. Never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them.
第十五节我们看到一个很重要的一句话。
Verse 15 is the most weighty statement in this passage.
是我实在告诉你们，凡不像小孩子一样接受神国的，绝对不能进去。
Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom like a little child will never enter it.
这里一个关键动词。
The key verb in this sentence.
不是争取，不是赚取，不是证明，是接受。
It is not striving, earning, proving, but receiving.
这两个字几乎击穿了所有宗教性努力的自信。
And this idea of receiving pierces through all the confidence behind our religious striving.
我们人犯罪之后天然的喜欢赚取。
In our sinful nature, we naturally prefer to earn something.
因为赚取让人有安全感。
Because if I can earn something, it makes me feel safe.
我意味着我有一部分的主权吗？
It means that I have a sense of control.
赚取让人体面。
If I can earn something, it makes me feel respectable.
因为我至少有一些支配权。
Because it suggests that, you know, at least I deserve something.
赚取让人觉得可控制一些的东西。
Earning something makes me feel like life can be managed.
但是神的国不是这样的。
But God's kingdom don't operate this way.
神的国不是人争取来的。
The kingdom of God is not something to be earned.
神的国是要人单纯领受的。
It is something that we come innocently to receive.
所以正因为如此，真正拦阻人进入神国的。
So what really hinders us from entering into God's kingdom?
不是我们的软弱。
It's not even our weakness.
而是我们的资格感。
But our sense of superiority and qualification.
软弱的人反而更容易领受恩典。
People who are weak, in fact, receives grace more easily.
觉得自己有点什么的人反而更难领受恩典。
But those who feel like I have something to offer struggle more to receive grace.
尤其是第一代的基督徒。
For example, the first generation Christians.
很多第一代的基督徒之所以信主是走投无路了。
Many of them come to the Lord because they are out of desperation.
而顺遂的人很难信主。
And people who live in very good times and comfort struggle to come to the Lord.
因为一切都 OK， 我为什么需要一位神呢？
Because everything's great. Why do I need God?
这那么对于我们基督徒而言呢？
And what about for us Christians?
我们常常以为骄傲，我们就是夸耀，就是抬高自己。
We sometimes are prideful. We kind of elevate ourselves.
但是在这里更深的骄傲，在这段经文当中给我们更启示更深的骄傲。
But the revelation of this passage points to a deeper pride.
是觉得自己可以带着某些的条件来到神的面前。
And the pride is believing that we can actually come before God thinking that we are qualified.
甚至是一些属灵上的条件。
Even some form of spiritual qualifications.
我最近都有读经祷告。
I prayed and I read the scripture.
我最近过得比较圣洁，没有犯罪。
You know, I led a holy life, I'm not sinning.
我最近火热地传福音来服事。
Serving the Lord zealously.
只要我们仍然有这些的底气。
As long as we treat and use these things as our foundation and confidence,
我们就没有真正的像孩子一样来到主的面前。
Then we have not truly come before the Lord like a child.
我曾经听过一个见证。
I've heard another testimony.
是一个弟兄。
Brother.
他真的是一个很好的基督徒。
He's truly a faithful Christian.
是一个很稳定的基督徒。
He is very stable.
有一次他分享说。
And one day he shared.
我一直以为自己很爱主。
I always thought that I loved the Lord very much.
后来我才发现，我更爱的是那个表现得很爱主的自己。
But later I realized that what I loved was that version of myself that appeared to love the Lord.
这句话就把很多东西都照亮了。
And this statement reveals many things.
他继续分享。
He continued to share.
说自己有一段时间之所以那么的努力。
There's a period of time that he worked so hard spiritually.
不完全是出于对神的爱。
Not entirely out of love for God.
里面有个很深的一个动力。
But he knows that there's a deeper motivation inside.
就是想做一个让自己和别人都觉得很属灵不错的基督徒。
He wanted to look like a respectable Christian in his own eyes and in the eyes of others.
可是当他经历过失败。
But as he experiences failure,
当所有的他可夸的都被打碎之后呢？
And everything that he built his confidence on collapsed.
他的整个属灵就垮下去了。
His entire spiritual life declined.
为什么？
Why?
因为他过去亲近神带着一个隐藏的前提。
Because in the past when he came before God, there was this hidden assumption.
至少我还是一个像样体面的基督徒。
His hidden belief was that, you know, at least I'm a decent Christian.
把那个前提打碎呢？
But once this assumption was shattered,
他才第一次意识到。
It was the first time he realized.
自己从来不是因为还不错才来到神的面前。
I can never come before God just because I'm good enough.
而是因为自己根本不行。
I come before God because I know I cannot.
他才需要来到神的面前。
And I needed God.
这就是福音与宗教最本质的差别。
And so this is the most fundamental difference between the gospel and religion.
宗教说你先把自己修好了再来。
Religion says, you know, fix yourself first, then come.
福音说你先来。
The gospel says, come first.
宗教说你要证明自己配得。
Religion says, prove that you deserve it.
福音说你永远不配得。
The gospel says, you will never deserve it.
但神接纳我们。
But I receive you.
宗教说人越来越要依靠自己的表现。
Religion makes people rely more on their performance.
福音却让我们越来越依靠基督的恩典。
But the gospel leads us to rely more on the grace of Christ.
宗教把神的国变成了阶梯，要向上攀爬。
Religion turns the kingdom into a ladder to climb up.
福音却显明是神的礼物。
But the gospel reveals God's kingdom as a gift.
这也重新帮助我们能够重新的理解什么是真正的谦逊。
And all these helps us to understand what true humility is.
很多人一讲到谦逊，就觉得是一个外在的低调、说话客气、柔软的一个态度。
So when people think of humility, they often think of outward modesty, politeness, gentleness.
但是主耶稣在这里所揭示的谦逊，要比这个深得多。
The humility that Jesus reveals here, it goes much deeper.
真正的谦逊不是把自己讲得很小。
True humility is not about speaking poorly about yourself.
也不是故意表现得不突出。
And it's not about purposely appearing insignificant.
真正的谦逊是在神面前放下那个资格感。
True humility is laying down your sense of qualification before God.
承认我没有什么可以贡献给神的。
And you must acknowledge that I have nothing to offer God.
而且是因此他接纳我，而是因为他接纳我。
I have nothing to offer him that will make him more obligated.
我也没有什么可包装自己的。
I have nothing with which to decorate myself.
好叫我比较体面的可以来到神的面前。
That I may appear more respectable before him.
谦逊不是我很差，所以神大概可以收留我，把自己放得很低。
Humility is not saying I'm terrible. God just tolerates me.
那个时候焦点仍然在我的身上。
In such thinking, the focus is still on the self.
真正的谦逊是不再把自己当作焦点。
True humility says, I no longer put myself in the center.
我单单承认自己是一个需要恩典的人，因此我来。
I simply admit that I'm a person who needs grace, and therefore I come.
所以这段经文不只是对显明软弱的人说的。
So the passage today is not for people who are weak.
有时候也对那些看上去很稳定、很属灵的基督徒说的。
This passage is also for those who appear normal, spiritual, and stable.
因为有时候最不容易向孩子来到神面前的。
Because sometimes the people who struggle most to come before God,
不是破碎的人。
Are not the broken and weak,
而是那些还保有一定属灵的体面的人。
But those who maintain a sense of spiritual respectability.
我们太习惯带着自己的成熟经验、侍奉角色头衔来到神的面前。
So we're so used to coming before God with our maturity, our experience, our ministry, our knowledge.
但今天主要问我们。
But today the Lord asks us.
你到底是在领受还是在证明？
Are you truly receiving, or are you trying to prove yourself?
你是像孩子一样来到神的面前
？Are you coming to me like a child?
还是像门徒一样站在旁边
？Or are you like the disciples, standing there?
用你的判断来决定谁比较配得
？Applying your worldly value judgment to decide who is more worthy.
而且这段经文也可以放在我们的日常生活和牧养当中。
And this verse and passage is relevant for our daily life.
因为门徒的问题，他不只是他自己不会领受。
Because the disciples' problem is not that they are not receiving God's kingdom.
而且门徒也拦阻别人来领受。
It is also that they are stopping other people from entering God's kingdom.
一个活在资格感里面的人，自己很辛苦。
A person who lives with this sense of, you know, I need to be qualified, tortures himself.
也一定会让别人很辛苦。
And they also torture others with their belief.
我们怎么理解自己来到神的面前，我们也会怎样理解别人来到神的面前。
How we perceive ourselves coming before God is how we expect others to come before God.
相反的，那些如果我们不自觉地欣赏那些比较属灵的基督徒的话
，Maybe some of us here respects those who appear more respectable.
我们就会愿意把时间花在那些看上去比较值得的投资的人的身上。
We may also invest our time in people whom we think they are more respectable and more worthy.
相反，那些混乱的、软弱的、麻烦的、不够体面的
，And on the flip side, we don't spend enough time on those who are weak, look appears unrespectable, broken.
我们就希望他们像门徒一样，把他们挡在外面
，And we hinder them from coming to Jesus.
我们可能嘴上不会说不要来
，We may say, you know, don't come.
但是我们的眼神、我们的态度、我们的文化，可能会说你先把自己搞好了再来吧。
And our culture and the way we go about it will tell them that, you know, fix yourself before you come.
但是耶稣说不要禁止他们。
But Jesus says, don't hinder them.
这是何等的一个简洁又重要的提醒。
This is a short, concise reminder.
不要禁止那些看上去不成熟的人。
Don't stop those who appear weak and immature.
不要禁止那些带着混乱、带着需要、软弱的人。
Those who are weak and broken and confused, let them come.
因为神的国从来不是给那些已经准备得很好的人。
Because God's kingdom is never for those who have prepared themselves very well.
神国是给那些愿意来的人。
God's kingdom is for those who are willing to come.
如果我们失去，我们这样子做。
And if we lose sight of this,
我们看似跟耶稣很近。
We appear to be very close to Christ.
但是其实我们没有真正的明白什么是神的国。
But we truly do not understand what is at the heart of the gospel.
第十六节。
In verse 16,
于是耶稣把小孩抱起来，为他们按手祝福。
Jesus took them in his arms and put his hand on them and blessed them.
主耶稣不是讲完一个原则就结束了。
Jesus doesn't just speak the principle.
他抱就是接纳。
He embraces, which means he accepts them.
按手就是祝福。
And when he puts his hand on them, he's blessing them.
所以主耶稣没有检视他们的价值。
So Jesus is not judging their value.
他只是简单的接纳。
He just accepts.
所以神国是一群空着手的人。
So the kingdom of God is made up of people who come with open, empty hands.
被恩典接纳的地方。
Where they are embraced by grace.
我们当中可能有一些人已经信主很多年了。
Some of us here may have believed in the Lord for a long time.
我们仍然活得像一个雇工，不是一个孩子。
But many of us live like a servant more than a child.
一直努力做一个还不错的基督徒。
We try very hard to be a respectable Christian.
但是我们却真正的很少能够单纯的来到神的面前安息。
But we don't come enough before the Lord to be rested in Him.
我们怕自己不够好。
We worry that we are not good enough.
我们怕神失望。
We are afraid of disappointing God.
怕别人看见我们真实的那个我。
We are afraid that when other people see the real me.
我们更怕自己的软弱暴露出来。
And my weakness will be exposed before them.
我们可能已经在侍奉。
We perhaps are already serving.
我们也会很会处理问题。
And maybe we're very good at problem solving.
可我们里面那个最深的地方，仍然不会像小孩子一样被抱在主的怀里。
But deep in our core, we do not feel like we are truly embraced by the Lord.
主耶稣不是借着这段经文，主今天借着这段经文，不是对我们说你要更努力一点。
So today through this passage, Jesus is telling us, not telling us that you must do better.
他只是告诉我们来。
He's telling us.
不要站在资格感的后面。
Don't hide behind respectability and qualifications.
来，不要再把自己修得好一点了，才到他面前。
You don't need to perfect yourself before you come.
来，就像小孩子一样，单纯的来领受。
Come as a child and just receive.
还有一些人
，and some of us，
相反的
，on the flip side，
觉得自己很失败
，think that we have failed.
啊，觉得自己啊，不读经，不祷告，不圣洁。
We are not holy. We don't read the Bible. We don't pray.
啊，而且也明白很多的道理，但是活不出来。
And actually, we've heard a lot of things, but we can't live it out.
然后很心虚。
And we feel a bit sheepish.
也活在自责当中。
And we live in self-condemnation.
可这段经文要对你说，是不是要等到你预备好了再来
？But this passage is for you, telling you that you don't have to prepare yourself adequately before you come.
主耶稣说，让小孩子来到这里，不要禁止他们。
He says, let the little children come and don't hinder them.
谁在禁止？
Who is stopping you?
有时候不是别人
Sometimes it's not other people.
而是我们里面那个一直用资格来衡量自己的那个判断
It's the inner us that is stopping ourselves because of our own self-condemnation and judgment.
但是今天主耶稣打断了这个判断
But today Jesus wants to break open this.
他说来
He says come.
单纯的领受
Just come and receive.
就像小孩子一样
Like a child.
你没有什么可以给予的，本来就没有什么可以给予的。
There is nothing that you can offer to him.
所以我们总结一下，谦逊像小孩子。
In conclusion, to childlike humility,
不是让我们变得幼稚。
It's not about being immature.
不是让我们放弃成熟。
It's not about foregoing maturity.
也不是叫我们故作柔弱。
And it's 故作柔弱。
Show the weakness.
Sorry.
Show the weakness.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not like you know we just like expose our own vulnerability.
Okay. 谦逊像小孩是放下那种大人式的一种属灵的资格。
So it's about laying down this adult-like, mature spiritual image.
总想拿什么换来证明自己还可以。
Putting down this want to prove that we are acceptable.
总想带一点什么来到神的面前，好像有底气。
Always wanting to bring something to be confident before God.
主不是要我们带着资格来。
The Lord doesn't ask us to come with qualifications.
主让我们带着需要来。
He asks us to come to Him.
因为神国不是赚取的，只能领受。
Because kingdom of God cannot be earned, only received.
恩典不能交换，只能接受。
Grace is not something to be exchanged, but accepted.
愿我们今天能够真的是啊，我们让我们能够停止做那个站在耶稣旁边。却误解神国的门徒，不要做。
So today, let us stop being the disciple who stands beside Jesus yet misunderstands his kingdom.
让我们学着做那个被人带来却被主抱起的小孩子。
Let us be the children who are brought to Jesus and lifted into his arms.
因为进入神国的人不是最有资格的。
Because those who enter the kingdom of God are not the most qualified.
而是最愿意领受的。
They are the ones who are most willing to receive.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主
Dear Lord,
我们将我们一切的软弱交给你
We just surrender all our weaknesses before you
帮助我们能够真正的明白什么是小孩子
Help us to truly understand what it means to be childlike
让我们不再靠着自己的表现
Help us not to rely anymore on our own performance
不再用资格来换取你的接纳
Not to try to use all these external qualifications to get your acceptance
真正的愿意像孩子一样单纯的来领受
Help us to just come like a child to receive.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.